If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on 830 WCCO. I am Ms. Shannon here with my friend Josh. Hope that you are enjoying this pre-Christmas weekend. I am, because now I get to talk to one of my best friends in the whole wild world. I can't talk anymore, Josh. I think my words are just...
It's radio.
It's just falling apart. You know,
CCO, holiday, weekend,
radio,
all that good stuff.
Yeah. And I'm the one that picked the words that are coming out of my mouth, and now I'm having a difficult time. Nobody said what words I needed to say right now except for me, and now I can't even say them.
Like I like the old adage, it's just radio.
It's just radio. All right. One of my ride or dies. My good friend. One of my best friends in the whole wide world. My good friend, comedian Tiffany Norton's on the phone. Hey, Tiff, how you doing over there?
Good. How are you?
I'm sorry.
I put a hex on you that your words wouldn't work.
Why would you do that to me?
Yeah.
Why would you do that to me?
I had some extra, you know, candles.
That's
you know, and I thought, why not?
All right, just to see how that one worked. You're like, let's see.
Yeah.
Well, that one works. Blow it out.
Yeah.
Blow it out.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
All right. Save it for somebody else. It's all right. What's up, girl? Hey. So, we're going to be hanging out New Year's Eve at the New Hope Cinema Grill for the millionth year. Happy to be hanging out there. Yeah, you are relegating Saturday evening to the fellas, our friends, Wayne Burfine and Chris. They're going to be hanging out. Yeah, Chris Manek. They're hanging out there. And then I'm going to be there with you with our other friend, Diane Sieber. So you've been doing this a really, really, really long time. And the people are probably like, hey, they had Ms. Shannon hang out and there's a bunch of comedians that are on. That is true. So, because that is who I know, a lot of comedian and then conservationist. That is who we're talking to today. Happy Christmas,
nice.
Everyone. So, yeah, so it's cool. So tell everybody about the shows that are going to go on at the New Hope Cinema Grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the show is called The Immortals. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I picked that title was, I wanted something that kind of implied old guard without the word old, and immortals is kind of what I came up with. So it is, as Shannon said, the first night it's going to be myself and 2/3 of what used to be called Minneapolis Comedy Death Squad. We're going to have Wayne and Chris, and these guys are so hilarious and so wildly different from each other. Both of them have been doing stand up at least, you know, what, 20 years probably. And then actually New Year's Eve, it'll be you, I, and of course, and then Diane. And Diane is a dear friend of ours, also a person with some radio background, and she's been doing it a really long time as well. But, I think it's just going to be a great opportunity for people to come to have a fun date night, do something, a little something. But, you know, the show is going to be over relatively early on New Year's Eve, so you can still go to another party or go home, stay off the roads, whatever you want to do. I mean, you don't want to adult a lot.
Correct.
Or too much. This is perfect for that.
Right. So some people, you're like, you know what? I don't want to adult with people who don't normally adult. Maybe you want to adult in the you know, the privacy of your own home. That's fine, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. But we would love to, you know, we'd love to have you come out and interact. New Hope Cinema Girl, one of the few independent movie venues left in the state. And we've got good friends over there. And, well, yeah, they've been a great partner over the years. And we'd love to see everybody come out.
Right. So New Year's Eve at the New Hope Cinema Grill. New Year's Eve weekend, in fact. So if you're like, hey, yeah. I just want to do the weekend and maybe like the actual evening, you don't want to, you know, we give you options. That's what we like to do. We just like to give you options.
Yeah. A lot of people like to celebrate it the night before and go out instead of being out when it's kind of what, you know, we all call amateur night.
Fair enough. Why so?
Everybody out on New Year's, right? Do it the night before.
Crazy. Right. Right. So I was asking one of our comedian friends that was on earlier in the show, what's your favorite road story as a comic?
Oh, my favorite road story?
Yep.
Ooh. Gosh, there's so many. I'm trying to think of one that's, I'm also trying to think of one that's radio friendly. Let's see. Well, I will say this. One of the things that's the best about the road, this is one specific story, but a friend of ours, Nick Piontek, and I were out on the road together. And when we had gotten into this town, it was a little town in Wisconsin, about 2.5 hours out of the city. I can't remember the name of it. And when we got to town, we had not had accommodations provided
yes.
by the venue. And so our plan was we were gonna drive home. And on stage, for some reason, I mentioned that fact. And when we came off stage, Nick and I started chatting with this couple. They owned an Airbnb in town. They gave us their Airbnb for a night. It was a remodeled church.
Okay.
So, yes. So I woke up the next morning in a church. Now, you know, I was like, wow, how much did I have to drink that I slept in a church last night? No, it was intentional. I knew I was in a church.
Yes.
But that is the wild thing about being out on the road. Like, people will just help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just be like, here. That happened to me when I was during the oil boom, when I was working through the Dakotas. My headliner that I was working with, we didn't have a hotel for that night. He said something on stage. Someone came up and just handed him a hotel room key and said, here, no one's using this from our company. You can have it. So those are the fun things for me about the road, you know? Like, it's so unpredictable sometimes. And then, yeah, you ask for stuff, and then it shows up.
Right.
Like, the universe attracts you.
Yes.
What you need. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice when somebody does give you that, you know, that helping hand when you need it, especially when we're thinking about what's going on here in the holidays. It's nice to go, hey, there are some good people out there in the world that can just go, hey, it looks like you need a leg up. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Well, and I think everybody feels bad for us, too. We're comics. They're like, oh, they don't know how to pay bills, anything. Oh, they don't have a place to sleep. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
It's not as glamorous as they think. You're saying that? How dare you?
Right?
I wish it was as glamorous as they think it is sometimes. It's really not.
Well, you know, it's all relative, right? Because if you see us at New Hope, you're going to see us in a cool room, in a cool place. Right? And you're going to think, this is all right. I could do this. And then it's like, yeah, but follow me to a couple other gigs I'm going to do later on this winter.
Well, that is. Oh, yeah. If you come see me on New Year's Eve, no, that's in my neighborhood. Like, I'm like 5 miles from my house. So I'm going to look super fancy on New Year's Eve. Yeah. So normally, if you come see me when I'm like in the middle of Bismarck, no, not at all.
No.
Right. No,
we'll be dressed up for New Year's.
Yeah.
We'll look glamorous for New Year's.
I'm bringing my sequins out on New Year's Eve. Oh, ooh. Gosh. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Oh.
I'm going to raise the ticket prices.
Oh.
I didn't know there was going to be sequins.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. I'll send you a picture when I get home. Yeah, I got sequins prepared for everybody. I got something fancy for everybody if they come out and see us. Yeah. So they can get their tickets if they go to, what, cinemagrill.com? Is that how they grab them?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for everybody running around looking for those last-minute gifts, guess what?
Hmm.
You can buy tickets right away.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Go ahead and do
that. Your significant other says, well, what are we going to do next weekend? Aha.
It's already taken care of. Already taken care of. So are y'all ready for your Christmas? Are you doing anything super fancy? You ready?
I don't know if I'm as ready as I'm going to get. I kind of just, that's the way I shop. I'm like, I don't have to shop for that many people. And I basically just get roughly one gift for each person, and then I just throw money on top of it just to be the equalizer. All that's right. Kind of how I do it. That's how I roll it. Like, one thing to unwrap, one thing to put in your wallet.
All right. Well, you are a wise woman, my friend. You are absolutely a wise woman.
Thank you. Well, you're going to be excited for your gift. You haven't seen your Christmas present.
Oh, I like surprises. You know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's vintage.
I like it. I got you something kind of like, because you know you're one of my favorite witches, so I got you something. So we're going to do that.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah. Tonight, yay. I'm going to go home, make my tamales, so you'll be prepared for that. So, all right. Well, I want to encourage everybody. Go to cinemagrill.com. You know I love you, sis.
Yes, I love you, too. Hey, great job. You sound awesome. Have fun filling in.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, everybody. I appreciate you so much.
And I've taken the hex off. You're
Thank
be
you.
Fine for the rest of the
All
show.
Right. I got a next 45 minutes. It's going to be great. I'm going to get a Marconi. I appreciate you.
I'll play with you.
All right. The Immortals happening New Year's Eve weekend at New Hope Cinema Grill. This is 830 WCCO.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.